Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing the news again. For us. It's very good, and we like it muchly.
Very good, muchly.
I'm very good with the words.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Master Yoda.
We'll see you at 5:30.
Steve Gunn's here, Sam.
Steve Gunn's here.
The BFM Surf Report, thanks to Pro Gear, professional photographics.
Let's turn this up. You're tuned to 95 BFM Dry with Johnny and Big Hungry, and now Steve Gunn, who's just arrived all the way from Japan. He's just unbuckling his guitar.
It's got a nice purple case. Or is it lavender? No, it's purple. It's kind of a light purple, eh? It's
purple, yeah. Purple?
He's confident it's purple.
Steve Gunn, you've just been on the road with Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah.
Should we just play a Dinosaur Jr. song before we get into this? What's your favorite?
Wait, did you enjoy it? Was it good?
Oh man, yeah, it was amazing. Sweet,
let's talk about it. Let's play some Dinosaur Jr. What's your favorite Dinosaur Jr. song?
We've got most of them up here in the system.
Do you have? There's some song. It's called like, it's from an earlier record. It's called like Sludge. You know this one?
What's that one? That's on You're Living All Over Me, isn't it? Yeah, I can probably find that.
They were playing that every night, and it was completely blind. Jay was doing this total Sabbath, like, delay thing that was out of those six Marshall stacks. It was just mind-boggling.
How are his ears? Did you ever chat to him behind the scenes? Can he still hear anything?
Yeah, they wear a lot of ear protection.
He said it was really
They're
loud,
great.
So you kind of can't help but hear it, I think.
Yeah.
I'm just like wondering if Jay Maskus, you can have like a normal conversation with him.
Yeah, yeah, he's.
I think it's more, can you hear him, really?
Yeah.
Sludge Fest?
I think he's a man of few words, but yeah, he's amazing.
Definitely.
Very, very cool guy. And everyone, Murph and Lou, really, really sweet guys. I mean, they had me go on tour with them, and I, you know, they're such good host. I got to stay on their bus.
Oh yeah,
and like all that stuff. Like
you're not a lot.
They're the best. Yeah,
amazing. Well, should we play? We'll kick things off. We'll play some Dinosaur Jr. This hopefully we've got the right one. Sludge Fest.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
You're Living All Over Me. Classic Dinosaur Jr.
We'll be right back.
Is that a fade out? Definitely fade out of that epic shred.
I mean, how do you wrap a song like that up?
Just scream off into
explosions.
Get the soundy to just slowly fade you out.
How do you do a real good live fade? Yeah, you have to have the sound guy on, sort of on,
well,
and the drummer.
During their show, that's like one of the last songs that they play, and they go, it goes on for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, Freebird.
It's the best.
Freebird. Yeah. So they actually, everyone else leaves.
No, everyone's just like standing there with their mouths open.
What's it, how big were the venues you're playing with Dinosaur Jr.?
They're pretty sizable. I mean, the last 3 days that I was with them, we played the same club in San Francisco, which was nice because we didn't have to go anywhere. It was like 1,000 people. And then other places were like two or three.
So you've had a pretty big year because you've been out on the road touring the unseen in between. So have you been splitting your time between solo touring and also with a band?
Yeah, I did like a lot of... When the record came out, it came out in January. Mm. And we went on tour, basically did like a bunch of record release shows in February. And then March, I went to Europe, April, blah, blah, blah. Kind of went back and forth to Europe and the States. I have two different bands too. Like I have some guys who live in Europe. Yeah. It's kind of convenient.
Yeah.
So, and it kind of also allows me to just play a lot more gigs. I played too many shows this year. It's like 150 at this point.
And there was an acoustic release as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what were those tracks? Just a bit of everything? Or?
That was just like me wanting to go in the studio.
I was in a studio? I was wondering if
it was in the same studio where I made the record.
Cool.
And I was like, can I come in for an afternoon and just, just one take, like just go through each song. And right. I just went in there and like was out of there before like lunchtime.
If anyone wants to sort of catch the vibe of tonight, probably that's the most accurate of what's going to be like tonight, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
Just going back to the two bands, I mean, you're in New Zealand, so it's probably, you're pretty safe to say, did you have a preference between the North American band or the European band?
I thought about that question. I was going to ask it. That's weird.
That's such a sore subject, particularly with the Europeans. They get all cranky.
Yes. So you should, though. You're going to be top of your game.
Yeah, it's sort of, if I make a post like, this was the epic tour, the epic tour, huh?
Okay.
Like,
but
literally,
can he do this?
It's like, oh, it's an epic tour, huh? No, but they're both bands are slightly different. It's kind of great, actually, for me, because I don't, and also I don't burn the guys out. Mm. And they both kind of, I'm not trying to avoid the question, but the guys in Europe, I don't know, we're like a little more, we push it a little more, like we get more loud and the drummer gets a little looser. The other drummer in the States, he's an amazing drummer. He's the best drummer that I know probably, but he's so simple. It's almost like he's too good. You know what I mean? He won't speed up. He won't slow down, but it's kind of cool because it reins me in.
Yeah.
Like, cause if a drummer starts going
away,
a little spastic,
right?
I'm like, I jump up, I throw my guitar like in the air and like, it's over. I can't come back.
Is it exactly the same sort of band? You don't have like a keyboardist or something like that? And
I did have a keyboard player for a little while. This woman, Meg Baird, who is an old friend of mine, amazing musician in her own right. But she came on tour kind of early on and played the kind of opening their record release shows. So that was, and then there was a little bit of keyboards after that, but mostly it was just bass, drums, guitar. So interesting, right?
Very, very, it's groundbreaking. It sounds.
Yeah, we're really,
Steve, should we get you to play, should we play a song and then come back and have a chat? People are probably, busting.
Can you
to
hear me? Can you hear this?
Yeah, well, can you
hear
me down?
Like,
turn that down.
I'll move this around. Hang on.
What should I play?
This one will be on guitar. Text into 5395. Let us know what Steve Gunn song you want Steve Gunn to play. We've just been having back and forths up here.
Can I play a cover song?
Absolutely. Yes,
okay.
Of course. Do whatever you want.
I want to play a Michael Chapman song. Do you know him? Michael Chapman?
Only through you. Sorry, John, I guessed it. Turned you off. It was time to go.
So, Michael Chapman made these records in the 70s that were kind of like big studio albums, and Mick Ronson, who eventually joined Bowie and also Dylan and all these people, he was his guitar player, and his band basically became the Spiders from Mars. But they were really Michael Chapman's band first, and then Bowie stole them. But anyway, those records are cool. Those are two of my favorites. There's one called Fully Qualified Survivor, and then there's another one called Rainmaker. And he made a lot of records. Some in the 80s are kind of like not that great, no disrespect. But he made this one record that was later in the 70s called Window, that was like sort of controversial because they mixed it without him knowing and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. It was this old dramatic kind of 70s. Lost, like, you know, everyone got these really weird record contracts and are all bitter and hanging out in pubs, like, complaining about it. Anyway, so this is from that record. It's a record called Window, and it's a song called Among the Trees, and it's a song that it was always one of my favorites of his, and apparently it's a song that he wrote when he was really young. He grew up in Hull, and he's really into wood, and, like, he chops wood. He lives out in the country, and he has he's really into chainsaws. He's a real, like, big belt buckle. He's a cowboy.
No,
it's
axe?
Amazing.
Not
even an axe. He just shreds trees with a chainsaw. Yeah, it's beautiful. And he sits on his wood pile and he plays the guitar. Anyway, when he was young, he had a job working in the forest. He was, like, counting trees and making sure the right ones were cut and all this stuff. He said it was a wonderful job. It was his favorite job of his life. And it's a good song. It's very simple. It's very moody. It's called Among the Trees. I'm gonna play it for you now.
We had a couple of takes in, Steve.
Oh, man. It's so funny because I was reading this the whole time. I was playing this one. And I was almost laughing.
Let the record show. Steve's just reading the carvings in the BFM desk up here.
There's some dirty business on this desk.
It's hectic. Muck mouth. Yeah, man.
Doc's holler.
Minimal head, bro.
Animal head.
Okay, cheers, everyone.
There's that butt as well that someone's engraved in there. It's like,
not enough
digging
balls.
No, there. Thanks. That was Steve Gunn. He's tonight at
still
the Tuning Fork. He's still here.
Yeah, right there.
We had a couple of texts. As Big Hungry said, someone has said gorgeous, which I think is potentially the first time anyone has ever texted that
it's
word.
It's not my mum either.
Thank you.
It's totally what
to
my mum texted. Mum, if you're listening.
Someone has said, ask Steve gorgeous. To play New Familiar, his television guitar sounding song.
I can do that.
Someone's also said, play some Nick Drake.
That's heavy.
It's quite heavy.
I don't know how, actually.
Okay, there we go. There's your answer for that text there. Steve, I was just thinking, you're someone who's been incredibly prolific right throughout your career as a musician. I know that's The Unseen In Between has only sort of just come out, but for you, you always seem to have like a whole lot of different projects underway. Or I mean, what's next for you as far as albums or releases? I mean, you've just put out that, obviously, the solo guitar record, but is there anything else you got bubbling away?
Yeah, I have a few things going on. I did a film soundtrack to an Andy Warhol movie.
Just quietly.
With Kim Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
And we performed it. And an album was released by a museum, and we are going to be playing it next year. We're going to do a bunch of festivals and stuff.
Wow.
It's really a fun project. It's me and John Trusinski, who's someone who I've been playing drums, who's been playing drums with me forever.
He's in your original, there's your duo that you've got. And was he one of the original people in your band, mm-hmm. like around the time that Time Off mm-hmm. came out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's me and John and Kim and Bill Nace, who has collaborated with Kim, who's also a good friend of ours. So it's like a 4-piece band, and we're doing this like hour-long improv thing for this movie.
Say,
it's really
it's not the traditional like song.
No, it's just kind of like a very loose.
Cool.
Yeah, we made an album. I have copies, not with me, but and I'm doing another. We mentioned the duo. I'm working on a new duo record that'll come out next year. And I'm also like writing new songs. I'm going to go and kind of start demoing and recording a little bit in LA in January.
Mm-hmm. What's the vibe with the writing situation? Do you write for a band, or you kind of like just do your own thing?
I just kind of do my own thing let people do whatever they want. I kind of trust them, you know.
Yeah,
we just try out like different stuff.
As well,
yeah.
Cool, man. Can we get that television track?
I'll play it extra television-y as well.
Okay, sweet.
I gotta get tuned up so we can keep talking here.
Same guitar that you've been on the road with?
No, this is a new one, and it's being really sad. I'm taking it on planes and...
We've had a real hectic temperature change down here just recently, so...
This one, you know, was on the plane from Japan to here. But it's a guitar that has been sitting for 40 years, and I kind of had it looked at and fixed up, but I don't think it's ever been on the road before, so it's like acclimating to being thrown around. I feel bad for it.
You're giving it a second life, though.
Yeah. So if it goes out of tune, it's not my fault.
It's Martin's
fault. Things go out of tune. Yeah.
It's Martin's fault.
city's walking. There's a skeptical protector and laughter in the station from the real forgery. The tune was such a loud sound. You know, there's nothing like the past. Gonna set you up for nothing, just to see how long you last. Unravel me with humor, suspend me in the air, it's not there. Give it back. Laugh when we fall, there's no air anymore. Walk closer, you can see it. Give up the open space. Sacrifice your days. Sitting around reading the news and the sun. Reduced to a pile. Find yourself leaving again. Always a different world from where it all began. Unravel me with humor. Suspend me in the air, it's not there. Give it back. Spin me in the air, it's not there. Give it back.
We've had a text in regarding, it's a tech question, and this BFM's really a station of nerds. We're passionate about all sorts of stuff. Somebody's asking if it's a D28 by chance, the Martin.
D35, good call though.
Ooh.
It's basically a D28, but it has the rosewood back, the backing, the three-piece rosewood back. Oh, see this? Cool. Isn't that tight?
Oh, yo.
It's beautiful,
yeah, yeah,
right? That makes it a little bit more expensive.
It's like almost a trippy triangle running up the back of the guitar.
Yeah, very nice.
From 1970.
Oh, it's lovely. Look at that wood, John. It's gotten old from time.
It's lightly beat up.
What's the pickup that you're using in here? Is that some kind of...
It's an LR Bags pickup.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
A couple little options on there.
Mm-hmm.
Someone also messaged in saying, awesome live version, and someone has texted in the formula for converting Fahrenheit to degrees Celsius. So
that confirms my nerd thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Just if you needed that.
That's good to know, actually.
So you're doing a run of shows right throughout New Zealand. You're actually going to a few places you've not been before.
Yeah, which is cool.
You're kind of heading off by yourself, keeping that sort of buzz going right through the South Island and doing some smaller towns, which is awesome.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm in Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
It's a beautiful
Blue
venue.
Blue Smoke, yeah. Blue Smoke the third time for me there.
Right.
Yeah, I think last time I went to that show, we got incredibly boozed. There's a good crew of us down there.
Oh, we're... Your one friend did like a haka thing.
Oh, he did it.
He did it hard. It was amazing.
So embarrassing. So I feel so embarrassed for
him. It was beautiful. I loved it.
Don't look out the corner of your eyes when you say that, Steve. I loved it.
Pass it to a haka.
Alright, sweet. What time is it going down there at the Tuning Fork, everyone? I think Steve's on about 9 o'clock. And then there's something going on beforehand as well.
Hera Lindsay.
Yeah, poet. Can't wait for that.
Oh, very nice.
Her poetry is amazing.
Sweet. Okay, great.
Okay, Holly, can people still get tickets this evening? Ticketmaster and On the Door, I would say, probably like that. And Steve, you'll have some merch. Got some records for sale.
John's got a new record he needs you to sign, by the way.
Yep.
Just if you could do that.
Got Steve Gunn record in my possession, which hasn't been signed. So
you got a silver pen for it or something like that? I think it's a new one.
Oh, cool.
Now, how are we doing? How are we doing for time, Holly?
Well, I think, Steve's got a big night here. We don't want to
tap out
all day.
I feel like Steve's got it.
I don't care.
Steve, do you have one more song in you?
Yeah.
I reckon we should do
you got feeling it.
I think you're just warming up for this evening.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready.
You've got such an arsenal of bits and bobs over here. You've got your little finger picks. You've got three kappas. I'm trying to understand why.
This is my vibe. I don't know why. I just throw my crap around.
I'm waiting for you to use two kappas at once.
Look at this bag. This is my vibe.
He looks the cat. Oh, yeah, a little Alec-y in there. Oh, there's more kappas in
there. I'm like a bit of a crazy person.
There's no weed in there,
What do you want to hear?
It's your show, Steve.
Not yet. It's down to tune. It's our show, technically. Whole week it's been the Steve Gunn show. 309-3879. We'll take phone calls for a request. Steve Gunn, he's ready to go up here.
Maybe you just want to sing along.
Oh, fuck. Steve, we've got to be honest with you. We haven't had any sort of giveaways recently for your show. We did have a while back, but we were just starting to play Steve Gunn songs and then getting people to just call up and just talk about Steve Gunn for a bit, and it's been a great week of that, actually.
Really?
Yeah, the third caller gets to really talk about Steve Gunn and even sing along with you.
Let's do it.
No one's really bought that yet, so see how it goes. Chris Smithers?
I think they're saying Christ Smithers.
To slide out at all?
I was just thinking that, yeah. Let me find it. I'll play it. I think it's in my case.
And do you keep the tuning the same when you...
Yeah, usually. I have this other tuning.
95 BFM, you're in the room. Caller, are you there? No? Okay, cool. Oops.
No big deal.
Oh, there you are. Caller, are you there?
Is it not hung up properly, maybe?
What's going on there? Oh, there you go.
There it is.
Oh, so you drop. What do you?
I'm in like a.
Where do we go from here with the tuning? Oh, you do.
I tune it up to a little minor tuning, and then. Oh, jeez.
It's
not right.
You're in the room with Steve Gunn, everybody, playing the Tuning Fork tonight. If you like what you're hearing, come on down.
Tuning fork here.
Is anybody using tuning forks on the regular? Kind of
I think like guitar builders and stuff do.
Yeah, they are fun if you ever get hands on a tuning fork.
Yeah, they're fun. Thank you.
hell you been here for so long? And how the game has grown. The house that you keep is now showing. And we hate the tales you tell. You know we don't believe a word. Mr. Big Man of explaining. He'll reel you in, but not too close. Be careful of Mr. Franklin. He'll take what he needs and leave with a grin. Then sit around and take it so easy. The gravity of talk floats in the breeze. And the patterns of your actions so apparent. Seek the fiends in the corner of the room while you're claiming you just don't care. Claiming you just don't care. He'll reel you in, but not too close. Careful of Mr. Franklin. He'll take what he needs and leave with a grin. Then go hang out and take it so easy.
Admit how you had it on the middle finger there, just kind of slipped on there.
Oh yeah,
a real big wire.
And when you're, if you play that live, where do you put it? Like, could you take it off and
I have
put
it
back on?
In my pocket, yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Just like, do like a ninja vibe.
Guitar ninja Steve Gunn right here.
Man, bro.
Oh, I'm looking forward to tonight. It's going to be an absolute treat. It
me
always
too.
Is. It's so good
like
to have
the
you
venue
down
too.
Here.
Oh, me yeah. too. It's great to be here.
It sounds
it's starting to like. I just arrived this morning, so I'm starting to like realize that I'm actually here.
The Tuning Fork sounds great. If you've not been there before, if you're listening and you'd like to head along to a Tuning Fork show, this is a great show. Steve is exceptionally
Please
good.
Please come.
Very That's compelling. Very enjoyable show. Highly recommend. That's a little taster for you. So come on down.
I don't
down.
Think anyone who's thinking about going and maybe not, I personally would say that you're not going to regret it.
Guaranteed.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for coming in. Shall we get a voice ID out of you, Steve?
Oh, yeah, that's always a good time, actually.
Oh, man. Okay.
We've got a few.
We can do it in song if you want. It's fine.
Okay.
He looks
so it's 95.7.
No, there's 0.7. That's an inside gag.
Is it really?
No,
so do I say this is me or
you do whatever you want? Yeah, you do you. Hey, this is Steve Gunn. Something, 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 something.
Something, something, complete.
Hello out there. You're listening to BFM. .7
can edit that out. We'll get that in post.
Hey, thank you so much, Steve. We'll see you down at the Tuning Fork, my friend, at about 8 o'clock time, and then we'll watch some nice poems, and then we'll watch Steve Gunn.
Cool.
And then everyone else can catch you around our fair country shortly after that.
So happy to be here.
You got it, bro?
Cheers, Steve.